Tilda and the Quatsch Monster, the best of friends, it's obvious. Swinging over houses, riding on their bikes to the moon.
So, if you look here on the sign-up sheet, next to 3 p.m., that's now, is my name, Tilda, and Quatsch Monster. So,
your name is Tilda and Quatsch Monster?
No. My name is, not Tilda and Quatsch Monster. Tilda and Quatsch Monster is the book that I'm recording right now, so...
I thought Tilda and Quatsch Monster was the name of the first book.
It was, actually, yeah. You're a fan of the show, apparently. Thank you for listening. But Tilda and Quatsch Monster are in the story, and I'm trying to record it right now, and...
So, technically, your name is not on the sign-up sheet.
Technically, my name is not on the sign-up sheet, but neither is yours, whoever you are. So I'm, just gonna record my show. My time is really valuable here, so I'm just gonna go ahead and record it. Hello, listener. My name is Matt, the author of the story you're about to hear.
Which is not called Tilda and Quatsch.
Will you shut... Oh, you got me really mad. Oh, I'm really mad right now. I'm really annoyed. Oh, sorry about that, everybody. I'm, losing my train of thought, but, this, chapter coming up now is, called, Party Crashers because Tilda and Quatsch Monster... Oh, yeah, Quatsch Monster's back. I forgot to say that. Quatsch Monster's back. And they have some uninvited guests in Quatsch Monster's house, like I have today in the studio. This, and he's gone. Oh, that was really weird. There was this guy in the studio. I have no idea who he is. He was wearing a hat and a trench coat, so I couldn't even really see what he looked like. And maybe I'm going crazy. He left the hat and the trench coat here, and when he left the room... He looked a little bit like a giant worm. I think I've been reading this book too long. I'm gonna go see if I can find this guy. Enjoy the chapter, everybody. Did we just have a voot monster in the studio? Is that what just happened?
Chapter 3. Party Crashers. Quatsch Monster was so mad... He was literally steaming with anger. First, his friend Tilda had gone missing, then his bike had been destroyed, and now this. Voot Monsters in his house, having a party, playing their terrible music on his amazing sound system. Even though he knew they were enjoying seeing him so mad, Quatsch Monster didn't care.
"Mozart is the most overrated composer in the history of music," he screeched. "Turn that garbage off!"
Inside his house, the classical music stopped. One of the windows opened, and a voot monster with the head of an adorable little lamb stuck its fluffy face out of the window.
"Why don't you make us bah?"
it heckled.
"Open the door and I will!"
Quatsch steamed. The lamb-headed voot monster gulped down some air and belched. Then it licked its lips as its slimy, worm-like body grew visibly bigger, pressing up against the window frame. Another cliché classical song started playing, even louder now. Pulling himself together, the frustrated blob closed his eyes and took deep breaths.
"I breathe in the calm. I exhale the toxic. These gross worms cannot take my inner peace. Om Shanti Om."
How they got the key to his house didn't matter. The question was, where was Tilda? Beneath the anger, what Quatch really felt was fear. It was all just too much to handle on his own. Pulling his glittery pink gold locks of hair, he howled in desperation and let the blue cotton candy tears flow. That's when he heard a funny sound coming from somewhere behind him. Quatch! When he looked up, he saw his wild, brave, endlessly creative human friend running up the cobblestone path towards his house. It's really you! Tilda shouted, squeezing her best monster buddy so hard that glitter and streamers popped out of his ears.
Tilda! Oh, I'm so happy to, see you!
Quatch poofed.
What happened?
I fell off your bike and you didn't notice, Tilda replied, squeezing him even harder for emphasis.
I was jamming to my tunes, her friend croaked. Anyways, let's not get hung up on the past. You're here now. How do you like Fitzleben? Pretty great, right?
Tilda let her squeezed-out friend drop to the ground like an empty sack. It's exactly as I imagined it, except for the people I've met. Almost everyone seems so...
Annoyed, upset, unreasonably offended,
the deflated Quatch sack offered. Exactly. The sand is literally sugar and the water is melted ice cream, and yet somehow everyone is still grumpy.
They've all forgotten how to chill,
Quatch sighed, shaking his head. Then up trotted Tilda's traveling companion, the fastest rabbit in the world.
Boom, he said simply. You must be the squeegee mister that we've been looking for.
Boom! Quatch shrieked for joy. You almost remembered my name!
The fastest rabbit in the world was hopping from foot to foot in time with the Voot Monster's music.
Say, why don't we go see if we can join the party? This song's pretty good.
Quatch Monster's eyes flashed devil red.
What? The only way to fix this music would be to put it under a jackhammer!
Ignoring his angry friend, Boom walked casually up to the front door of the house and rang the doorbell.
Maybe they'll let us in if we ask politely.
Tilda took a moment to admire what she now realized was Quatch Monster's house. The white and gold lump of a palace wasn't actually a building as she had expected. It seemed more like a giant mushroom with dozens of mismatched windows, cozy balconies, and crooked chimneys. But the only way in, as far as Tilda could see, was through the huge golden double doors where Boom now stood. Peering through a window, the tree-like rabbit waved inside. A Voot Monster with the head of a cute little yellow chicken appeared behind the glass, eyes staring blankly out at them. The strange, worm-bodied creature puffed up its feathers and cocked its head to one side.
You know what? Boom said. I think these guys can't open the door because they don't have any arms.
He waved Tilda over to look in the window with him. She was horrified to see the long, sticky bodies slithering past, over, and around each other, their tiny animal heads smiling with satisfaction as they belched and smashed their way through Quatch's beautiful home. Tilda gasped,
Your house! It's full of...
I know!
Quatch was now so steaming mad he seemed ready to burst.
Somehow they found the key before I did. It just makes me so mad I could...
Suddenly, he transformed into a giant hammer, raised himself up in front of the huge golden doors, and released his rage with a scream.
Ah!
His hammerhead came down with a bam, bam, bam. Despite the force of the blows, the doors didn't budge. Inside, the Voot Monsters let out a collective burp.
What are we going to do?
Tilda asked, horrified.
I don't know, Quatch cried. You're the one who has all the great ideas.
Tilda felt herself crumbling under the pressure.
Great ideas. Sure, how about you try hitting the door even harder?
Brilliant, Quatch groaned ironically. Let's try the thing I already tried, but harder. What else you got?
Tilda felt her voice trembling as she blurted out the next idea.
What about digging? Like, you dig a hole underneath the house and...
But Quatch dismissed that idea before she could even finish.
My house contains 83 subterranean levels, all of which are protected by an impenetrable force field. Next idea!
Then Tilda came up with her worst idea yet.
Oh, I know, she shouted. How about you turn yourself into a voot monster and...
Excuse me?
Quatch Monster gasped.
I am going to pretend I didn't hear that.
So, what could they do? Tilda was stumped, Quatch was frustrated, and Boom wasn't even paying attention. He was too busy dancing to the voot monster's music.
If they would just turn that crap off, maybe we could think,
Quatch shouted, cramming his fingers into his ears. And that finally gave Tilda her great idea. Where's your bike? She asked.
Destroyed, demolished, permanently out of commission. I crashed it over there behind the house.
What about the stereo? Is that still working? A sly smile spread across Quatch Monster's face, lifting his cheeks all the way up above his eyes.
Why don't we go take a look?
The three conspirators walked around to the site of the crash. Quatch's weird bubble bike was clearly not in flying condition. The bubble wheels had burst and the elegantly looping golden frame had shattered like glass.
When I noticed you were missing, I kind of freaked out,
he shrugged.
The lesson here is... Don't drive angry.
Tilda examined the remains of the handlebars. This is how you turn on the music, right? Without waiting for an answer, she pressed a tiny silver button and splat! Got a banana cream pie in the face.
No, that one is for comedic effects,
Quatch said.
The music is turned on over here.
With the flick of a stretchy finger, he activated his bike's powerful sound system. The so-called music, which would normally be used as fuel for his ride, came blaring out of the machine like an overwhelming audio explosion. Tilda and Boom covered their ears as a look of deep satisfaction spread across Quatch Monster's face.
Ah, finally we can think up a real solution.
This is the solution, Tilda shouted. Look!
In a nearby window, the faces of a dozen voot monsters were pressed flat against the glass, their eyes wide with terror. The heckling sheep let out a
bah
of despair.
Turn it up!
Tilda shouted, her hand still pressed firmly over her ears.
With pleasure!
Quatch shrieked.
This is the best part!
Then the noise art reached a new level of loudness. The chaos sounded to Tilda like a classroom full of kids all learning to play the saxophone while a cart of dishes crashed down the stairs. Tilda had to smile at the absurdity of it, even more so as the windows to the house began to open and voot monsters started to slither out, one by one, their deflating worm bodies dragging limply behind them.
It's working, she cried.
But once again, Quatch Monster was too wrapped up in his own music to hear her. The fastest rabbit in the world, too, was grooving along with the silly sounds, and when a familiar booming voice started to sing on the recording, he began to mouth the words along with it. Huh, thought Tilda. I guess he's heard this song before. When the music came to a crashing conclusion, the door to the house creaked slowly open, and the last shriveled-up voot monster came slithering out of the house. It was the sheep, which had heckled them earlier at the window.
Music isn't supposed to sound like that, it bleated as it scooted past them.
Quatch Monster saluted the defeated creature.
If you ever change your mind, you're more than welcome to come over and jam with us.
The voot monster stopped slithering and looked over its shoulder at the three friends.
Maybe, it said,
then slithered slowly away.
That wraps it up for this episode. If you would like a digital copy of our first book, just send us a picture of your favorite part of the story today. You can reach us at quatchmonsterpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram. Thanks for listening.